Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. This is the second year of the Night Cities Challenge. The challenge invites individuals and groups to come up with innovative projects that connect people of different backgrounds and incomes, to invite people to be involved in civic engagement, and to help regions around the country keep and attract talented people in their communities. Today, the winners of the challenge are being announced, and in Philadelphia, there are four winners. This morning, we're going to speak to two of them. Caitlin Quigley of the 20 Books Club 20 Co-op Businesses is here, and Tayyib Smith of the Institute of Hip-Hop Entrepreneurship. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caitlin, 20 Books Clubs, what was your pitch?
So our pitch was basically that we're going to organize people in 20 different neighborhoods in Philadelphia to read books about cooperative businesses for 6 months and to get inspired, and then to identify a business need in their neighborhood and form a cooperative business to meet that need.
Lots of connectors there for sure. Tayyib, the Institute of Hip-Hop Entrepreneurship, tell us about this project.
We're going to look at all the different aspects where hip-hop has influenced business praxis or innovation, everything from technology to promotion, marketing, street teaming. Sometimes people undervalue the influence of hip-hop in business. I mean, if you look at what Sean Combs has done to the alcohol industry and his partnership with Diageo, or what Dr. Dre has done with his partnership with Apple and Beats by Dre, they're like seismic changes in industry. So if we can empower a new generation of people to take that thinking, not just for like personal wealth, but also for a type of social capitalism, to put that energy into their communities, I think we'll receive some positive results.
When you two were coming up with these ideas, did you share them with other people and they looked at you like you were a little crazy, like, oh, you'll never get this together? Caitlin?
Not quite. I shared this idea with my colleagues at the Philadelphia Area Cooperative Alliance, and since we're pretty much all about co-ops all the time, they were really excited about it. It's a new thing in the co-op world to combine book clubs with intensive business development. So that's what we were kind of bringing that was new to the situation.
And talking about your dream, Tayyib, how did that roll out?
You know, I think it's just personal experience. I mean, I've basically been a serial entrepreneur. I've had a couple different businesses. I started a magazine in 2007. I've been an A&R, I was a roadie, I've managed artists. Hip-hop allowed me to travel the nation, the first time I ever went abroad. I've been through most of Europe, and it was hip-hop that opened those doors. And it also gave me an ecosystem of colleagues that transcend many different industries. That, you know, basically is one of the things that enabled me to escape poverty. Growing up in a city like Philadelphia, where 28% of people live in poverty, and probably half of those people live in deep poverty.
There's quite a range in the amount of money required to fund projects in the Night Cities Challenge. There are the large-scale projects, the small-scale ones. For hip-hop, you're getting about more than $300,000. For the books project, more than $140,000. Is this seed money? How will it be used, Tayyib?
It's absolutely seed money, and I think we'll still need to fundraise. I don't want this to be something that we only do for 9 months. I'd like to make it a sustainable program and hopefully scale it to other night markets like Detroit, which faces some of the same issues as Philadelphia, or Miami. And both of those cities have really deep, you know, connection with hip-hop culture.
And how will the money be used to get you started, Caitlin?
It's a very similar situation that we are expecting this support from the Night Cities Challenge to be a catalyst in starting cooperative businesses. And this allows us to launch this program on a much more ambitious scale than we could have otherwise.
How personal are these projects to you? Let's start with you, Tayyib.
Absolutely. I mean, if you were to ask anyone who works with me on my team and stuff like that, I'm always recommending someone a book, or I'm always... My partner, Megan Denenberg, has joked to people, like, if you ask me a question, I'll recommend you a book. So I'm really, really passionate about people, you know, basically taking charge of their destiny. So this project is, you know, this is me.
And Caitlin, the personal connection for you?
It's a very strong personal connection as well. I get really inspired by seeing groups of people come together and make decisions about how they want their neighborhoods to look, how they want their lives to look. So I'm just going to be thrilled to see this kind of blossoming of people across the city deciding how they want to control their futures.
Well, I wish you both lots of luck and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.